System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley in Rudy the Rookie.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Attention!
Army now.
You're not behind the plow. You'll never get rich by digging a ditch. You're in the army now. You're in the army now. You're in the army now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another SEAL test program. The stentorian drill sergeant you've just heard sets the locale of the next half hour, one of the U.S. Army's numerous camps. Turning out for assembly with us will be Robert Emmett Keene.
Good evening, Rudy.
Benny Rubin. Shirley Ross, the girl I'm going to woo.
Good evening, Rudy.
And Hugh Herbert.
Who are you going to woo?
Shirley Ross.
Woo!
Now it's shoulders back and eyes front. Hip! 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 Hip!
I love a parade.
The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum.
I love a parade.
When I hear a band, I don't want to stand and cheer as they come.
Ta-ra-ta-ta-ta.
The flare of a horn, the rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform, the sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military.
I love a parade.
A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade.
For I love a parade.
Listen, you mugs. You're in the army now. You're gonna find life tough here, plenty tough. But before we're through, we'll make men out of you. Now, let's see who we got here. You, who are you?
I'm Mel Blank.
Well, Blank, you're a little stoop-shouldered, but we'll make a man out of you. Next!
Benny Rubin.
Rubin, you're kind of flabby, but we'll make a man out of you. Next!
Rudy Valley.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
You're in the army now. You're not behind the plow. You'll never get rich by digging a ditch. You're in the army now. You're in the army now.
This where I register, Bud?
Yeah, Bud. What's your name?
Rudy Valley.
Height?
6 feet.
Eyes?
Blue.
What do you do for a living?
I tell jokes in the SEAL test program.
I'll just put down temporary employment. Next!
Here you are, pal. Socks, shoes, hat, coat, and pants.
Hey, wait a minute, pal. You expect me to wear those clothes? I'm Rudy Valley.
So what?
Why, a fella could buy a suit of clothes like these for $14.50.
You ought to know.
Next!
Is this where I get a haircut?
Haircut? You said it, chum. Sit down.
Okay, chum.
How do you like it, chum?
Not too short and back. Sideburns, medium. Easy over the temples, part it 3/4 of an inch to the left, and leave the wave as it is.
Not too short in the back, sideburns medium, easy over the temples, part it 3/4 of an inch to the left, and leave the wave as it is.
Right, chum.
Okay, chum. Nick!
Rudy Valley reporting for medical examination, sir.
Rudy Valley. Say, Valley, you look very familiar. Did ever I take out your appendix?
Nope.
No? Ever take out your tonsils?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. You know a little blonde named Jenny Ketchpepper?
Why, yes.
I knew there was something of yours I took out. Oh, see. Well, Valley, let's proceed with the examination. First, we'll examine your feet. Here, let me look at your right foot.
Here you are, sir.
What do you know about that? My, you've only got one toe. Oh, one toe.
But, doctor, you haven't taken off my shoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. just strip off the shoe. That's it. Now, let's see that foot again. We'll examine it from a medical standpoint.
A medical standpoint?
Yeah, medical. Let's see. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. What do you have? What do you have, Valley? I'll have the same. Okay, you pay the check. I'll leave the dime for the waiters. I'll leave the dime. Oh, you take the dime. I'll take the waiters. What are we doing? What are we doing? Huh?
You were holding my foot in your hand.
What's that?
You're holding my foot in your hand.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do? Glad to meet you. Glad to know you. Haven't got much of a grip, have you? Well, let's proceed with the examination.
Dr. Herbert?
Oh, yes.
I'm
the new nurse the colonel sent over.
Your new nurse there? Let me look at you. Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, you better wait outside. You better wait outside.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me. Pardon me, Belly. Hello, operator. Give me the colonel. Hello, colonel. This is Herbert talking. It's about that new nurse you sent over. Yes, the new nurse. Look, if she's for the government, it's all right. But if she's for me... Oh, a little plumper, please. A little plumper. All right, Belly. Now, let's continue with the examination. Now, we'll test your vision. Take a look at that chart across the room and read the first line. The first line.
S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T. S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T. S-E-A-L-T-E-S-T.
Oh, wait a minute. That's enough. That's enough, Belly. That's enough. Just read it. Don't milk it. Don't milk it. Milk, milk. Moo, moo, woo. Now, stand still. Let me listen to your heart. Where's your heart? Oh, yes, you have a heart. Here it is. I'll listen. I'll listen. Mm. Woo-hoo. What a place for a ping-pong game, isn't it, huh? Now, I'll have to examine your teeth. Open your mouth. You have teeth, haven't you? Everything seems normal. 14 uppers, 14 lowers, and a small piece of megaphone. Mm-hmm. Let's get on with the examination. Stick out your tongue and say, ah.
Ah.
Again.
Ah.
Now, say it again and keep saying until I tell you to stop.
Ah.
Now, let's see. Where's the telephone? Oh, yes. Get me the colonel. Yeah, I want to talk to the colonel. Colonel. Oh, I wanted to talk to the colonel. Oh, yes. Hello, colonel. Herbert again. Now, colonel, what about that nurse? Not too plump, please. What's that? Yeah, well, all right. I'll send one right over. Yeah. I'll send one right over. Bally is his name. Yeah, he likes him plump, too. But, you know right, I mean. I like him plump. All right, goodbye. Oh, little short-winded, aren't you, huh? Now, what you'll do, your first duty is to report to Colonel Ross.
But how'll I know the colonel when I see him?
You know how to tell a colonel?
No, sir.
He's got an eagle on his shoulder and a chicken on his knee. Very corny.
Very corny. Oh, pardon me, sister.
Hey, why don't you look where you're going, soldier? I think.
Say, you're kind of cute. What are you doing around this camp?
I live here.
You mean you're part of the army?
Yes.
Well, beat me daddy 8-to-a-bar.
Now, out of my way, doughboy. I'm busy.
Now, wait a minute, sister. You don't seem to know who I am. I'm Rudy Valley.
Yeah? Oh, I'm Madame Lazanga.
I'd like to take a few lessons. But I really am Rudy Valley. Now, listen. My time is your time.
You could use a few lessons. Now, out of my way, you hootie. I can't see you.
But I'm telling you, I'm really Rudy Valley.
All right, prove it.
Here, I'll show you my driver's license. Wait till I unlock my wallet.
Rudy, it is you!
What's the difference who I am? I'm in the army now, like anyone else. Just a buck private in the rear ranks. There's something about a soldier. Something about a soldier. Something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a great big general. Maybe a sergeant major. Maybe a simple private of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing. Something in what he's wearing. Something about his buttons all a shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest. Seems to suit the ladies best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine.
There's something about a soldier. Something about a soldier. Plenty about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. But, mister, it's your technique that makes me think you're an icky. Makes me think you're handing me a line, line, line.
Now, sister, you misconstrue me. The things that you're doing to me keep sending shivers up and down my spine, spine, spine. When I leave my regiment, I'd like you to share my tent. But one of these days, I'm planning to make you mine, mine, mine.
Say, you're a pretty fast worker, soldier.
That's right. Well, now that we're going steady, what's your name?
Shirley Ross. Colonel Ross's daughter, crooner. Do you hear that? The colonel.
Oh, what of it? Give me a little kiss. Come on, do it for little Rudy.
Well, I don't even know you.
Then do it for a stranger. Come on, baby. Kiss me now and talk me out of it later.
But Rudy, I...
Hey, you. Attention.
Father.
Come on, honey. Give me a kiss.
Hey, you there. I said, attention.
Oh, hey, bud. You're bothering
me. Rudy, it's my father, the colonel.
Oh, will you give me a little...
Oh, colonel, right. Squad, right. I'm sorry. At ease. Daughter, what's going on here? If this man was making advances to you, I'll throw him in the clink.
Well, it's not what you think, father.
Oh, no, sir. You see, your daughter and I are madly in love. Sort of.
Shirley, is this true?
Sort of.
How did it all happen?
Well, you see, sir, it's like this.
Two dreams met. They knew of two hearts that were lonely. That could be so happy if only they found romance. Two dreams met. They said we must go out and find them. And then as we tiptoe behind them, we'll make them dance. A band was softly playing, sweet music filled the air. Turn around, my dream kept saying, I did, and you were there. Then two hearts met, a beautiful love affair started. The dreams winked their eyes and departed. They knew that their work was done for two lonely hearts.
That was beautiful. Two dreams met. Two loving hearts were one. You know, I can see a little house with a little kitchen. And you know who's in that kitchen? Who? You, my boy. And you know what you're doing?
What? Peeling potatoes, and that's what you'll be doing for the next 30 days. Now get in the kitchen.
Now, while Rudy's peeling the potatoes, suppose we give you the recipe for our thrilling new dessert. All right? You got your pencils ready? Here we go. First, put on your hat. Oh, no, not that one. Ah, that's better. Now, go to the nearest Seal Test ice cream dealers and ask for a Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. Then, carry it home in its trim carton, place it on your nicest plate, and bear it proudly to the table.
At ease. Let me interrupt here, Lou, because this next step is important. At this point, you must pause to let the family feast their eyes on your ice cream blueberry pie. And what a picture it makes, with its smooth vanilla ice cream crust, its decorations of whipped cream. Now you're ready to cut it. And when you lift those slices onto plates, be prepared for a real surprise. For there between those ice cream crusts is a luscious filling of delicious blueberries. Now all you do is relax and wait for the compliments. For you served a treat that is fit for a king, from the first thrilling taste down to the last lingering spoonful.
Why not buy a Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie for dessert tomorrow? But be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. That's your protection against imitations, your assurance that the quality, purity, and wholesomeness of your ice cream blueberry pie are Seal Test supervised. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test products in your community. But now, back to the adventures of Rudy the Rookie. We find Rudy in the kitchen, peeling potatoes.
You're in the kitchen now. You're helping prepare the chow. So slice the tomatoes and peel the potatoes. You're in the kitchen now. You're in the kitchen
Come
now.
Come on, Allie, get a move on with those spuds. How long you been working in the kitchen now?
4 hours, sir.
What have you peeled so far?
3 potatoes and 4 fingers, sir.
Well, be more careful. We don't want anything to happen to those potatoes.
Rudy!
Shirley, what are you doing here?
Rudy, I've got an idea that'll get you out of the kitchen police.
Oh, that's wonderful. What is it?
Listen, Father just received a new Army invention from headquarters, a bulletproof vest made out of cellophane.
A bulletproof vest made out of cellophane? But surely a bullet might go right through it. Ought to be tested out in summer,
shouldn't it? Darling, that's where you come in.
Me?
Yes, you see, Father said if you'd volunteer to try out the vest, you'd never peel another potato.
Boy, is he right.
Oh, darling, I knew you'd want to do it.
Oh, of course, darling. All my life, I've been waiting for the day when I could test out a bulletproof vest made out of cellophane.
Then you'll do it and prove to Father you're a real hero.
Surely I'd like to do it, but the doctor always told me that bullets are bad for my heart.
Rudy, do I detect a faint streak of yellow in you?
Let's not say yellow. Let's say lemon meringue.
I knew it. You're afraid. You're scared stiff. I knew it the moment I saw you. It's as plain as the nose on your voice.
But Shirley, I...
Don't you butt Shirley me. I never want to see you again as long as I live. Goodbye.
But Shirley. Shirley!
But... What? You sound like a motorboat. Why not have lunch with me?
Oh. Doctor, I didn't expect to see you in the kitchen.
Why not? I'm the cook. Hmm?
Weren't you the doctor who just examined me?
Oh, doctor, cook. If I don't get him one way, I get him another. Well, what are you doing, Valley? What are you doing?
Peeling potatoes.
I'd like to peel some myself, but I got to work on my new invention.
Mm-hmm.
A secret invention.
secret weapon. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's a secret.
Who knows about it?
Well, it's a secret only known to the secret members of the Secret Six, that's all.
Secret Six? Well, how many members are there?
Nine.
Why do you call it the Secret Six?
Because there used to be 10, 14 men and 11 women. Mm-hmm.
14, 11, that's 25.
You didn't count my Aunt Phoebe. She's 81.
Spreading like wildfire.
Yeah, all right. Count me in. So is Aunt Phoebe.
All right, now what's your secret weapon? How does it work?
Oh, I won't tell you.
Can you keep... Why not?
Well, cotton bullets. Cotton bullets.
Cotton bullets? Pretty yeah. Obvious. What made you think of making bullets out of cotton?
Well, it came to me one night when I was out shooting boll weevils.
Mm-hmm. What good are bullets made out of cotton?
Well, very simple. You shoot the cotton bullets at the enemy. Cotton bullets, see? And when the enemy sees them coming, they think it's snowing. They all sit down and write a letter to Santa Claus. Kind of cute, isn't it?
What good is that?
Well, that's where we got them. There is no Santa Claus. Woo-hoo! See?
Cookie, somehow I don't think your cotton bullets are practical.
Oh, you don't think so, huh? You know what I did today?
What?
Can you keep a secret?
No.
All right, then I'll tell you. I loaded every gun in camp with cotton bullets. Cotton bullets.
Every gun?
Every single gun.
Even the one that they're going to use to test the cellophane bulletproof
vest? Oh, yes, even that one.
So long, Cookie.
Where are you going?
Out to become a hero.
Woo!
Away from me. I told you I never wanted to see you again.
Oh, but Shirley, I'm going to do it. I'm going to volunteer to test the bulletproof vest.
You're not fooling. You're going to do it?
Yes, darling, and I'm doing it just for you.
You know, I think we're going to kind of get along.
Kind of get along? Why, honey, the moment I saw you, I knew that we belonged together.
My mother would love you. And so would my sister Sue.
My brother would think the world of you. And you'd make Grandpappy so happy too.
Yes, sir, my dozens of cousins would all start singing if we went swinging by. My mother would love you.
And come to think of it, so do I. His mother would love you. And so would his sister Sue. His brother would think the world of you. And his own grandpappy. He'd be so happy too with you.
My dozens of cousins would all start singing to you with swinging by.
My mother would love you.
And come to think of it, so do I.
Now, we pause for a quick trip around America to tell you where to buy that thrilling Seal Test ice cream blueberry pie. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Thank you.
Yes?
Yes?
In just a minute, they're going to test the cellophane bulletproof vest on me. Did you put cotton bullets in the guns?
Oh, sure. You got nothing to worry about, nothing.
What does it feel like to be shot with a cotton bullet?
Well, have you ever been slapped with a powder puff?
No.
Have you ever been whipped with a piece of dental floss?
No.
Have you ever been hit in the nose with a soggy graham cracker?
No.
Oh, you've led a sheltered life, haven't you?
Here comes the colonel and his daughter.
Ah, here you are, Valley. The firing squad is ready. Are you ready for the test?
Just a second, Colonel. Hey, Cookie, are you sure you loaded those guns with cotton bullets?
Oh, sure, sure.
Colonel, the Valley Creed is never cringe. I am ready.
Oh, Father. Father, isn't he brave?
He certainly is. This will mean promotion for you, Valley. What's your rank now?
Buck Private.
Buck Private, Buck Private, you're faded. Shoot the buck. Shoot the buck. I'll face it.
Colonel Ross.
Yes, Lieutenant?
I have a confidential message for you.
Excuse me a moment, Valley. I'll be right with you. Yes, what is it?
We found the guns loaded with cotton bullets, sir.
Cotton bullets?
Oh, so that's why, Valley, you're so brave. All right, load the guns with real bullets and tell the firing squad to stand by.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Valley?
Oh, sure, sure. Let's go. I'm anxious to hear the whine of the bullets and to feel it cut against my chest.
Sure, I'll bet those bullets will bounce off of you like cotton.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm never happier than when I'm facing danger. Laughing at peril, that's what I say.
Well, you'd better hold your sides because you're going to become simply hysterical when I tell you this.
Oh, is it funny?
It'll kill you.
What is it?
We took the cotton bullets out of the guns and put in real ones.
What?
All right, firing squad, get ready to fire. Ready? Aim.
Colonel.
What is it?
May I have a cigarette?
All right. Here.
Haven't you got the kind that's slower burning?
You're not worried about the bulletproof vest not working, are you?
Well, have you tested it before?
Certainly. We tested it on a chicken.
How was it?
Delicious!
Rudy, you're not scared, are you?
Me? Oh, that's ridiculous.
All right, Valley. I know a brave fellow like you would want to do this the hard way. So I'm going to let you give the command to fire.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Ready? Aim. Forget it, fellas. I'll be seeing you.
Private Valley, come back here. Give the order to fire.
Oh, from the frying pan into the fire.
Into the what?
Fire.
Oh, he's fallen. He's down. Rudy, darling, speak to me.
Goodbye, honey. I'm a-going. Tell the boys that I went out smiling. And Shirley.
Yes, Rudy.
Have them put my megaphone in my chest. I'm a-heading for the last roundup. I'm a-heading for the big corral. I'm a-heading for that gold mine there in the sky. I'm a-heading... What are some more of those songs? And Shirley.
Yes, Rudy.
Have them bury my saxophone, too.
The boys took care of that last week.
Goodbye, honey. I'm a-going.
Congratulations, Valley. You're a hero.
Goodbye, Colonel. I'm a-going.
But you're not hurt.
Goodbye, Colonel. Oh, I'm not?
Certainly not. You're a hero. And now you can marry my daughter.
Shirley!
Rudy!
We've taken quite a few liberties with Army life, such as testing cellophane bulletproof vests on new recruits. But we assure you it is all in a spirit of fun. It has no part in the training of Uncle Sam's soldiers. Now we'd like to pay a sincere tribute to one of the finest groups of men in the entire world, the United States Army, which has never known defeat. We'd like to salute, too, those millions of Americans who cheerfully registered for service for Army, Marine, and the Navy, should the need ever arise. All of you make us proud to be Americans. I love every beat I hear of a drum.
I love a parade.
When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come.
The
rat-a-tat-tat. The blare of a horn. The rat-a-tat-tat. A bright uniform. The sight of a drill.
will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything they'll attend. Vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade.
For I love a parade.
Over hill, over dale, as we hit the dusty trail, and the caissons go rolling along. In and out, hear them shout, counter marching right about, as the caissons go rolling along.
Hi, in the field artillery.
Shout out your numbers loud and strong.
Wherever you go, you will always know that the caissons are rolling along. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles on the land and on the sea. Turn to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine.
Everywhere are celebrating National Retail Grocers Week. Seal Test salutes a great organization on its fifth annual celebration. Next week... No. Modesty forbids this. Lou, will you please announce next week's show?
Next week, our show will be entitled The Vagabond Lover versus The Great Profile. Rudy Valley will play The Vagabond Lover, and The Great Profile will be played by The Great Profile, John Barrymore.
That should be a campaign worth hearing. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol of quality and purity. Au revoir and good night.
Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
Love You is from Panama, Haiti. This is the National Broadcasting Company.